You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Watch Your Mouth, Understanding the Power of the Tongue by Tony Evans. This book is read by Myron Willis. This audio recording was produced in 2016 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Harvest House Publishers. Originally published in English as Watch Your Mouth, copyright 2016 by Tony Evans, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Introduction. A Greek philosopher once invited some very influential and powerful guests to his home for dinner, two nights in a row. He told them he was going to provide them with the best possible meal on the first night, and the worst possible meal on the second night. When his guests arrived, the servant set before them a meal of smothered tongue. The guests asked why this would be considered the best possible meal. The philosopher replied, "The tongue is what we use to bless people, communicate happiness, dispel sorrow, and remove despair. We also use it to help the faint-hearted, inspire the discouraged, and uplift all mankind. The tongue is the best possible meal." The next night, the guests returned to the philosopher's home for dinner, this time expecting the worst possible meal. Yet once again the servants brought out smothered tongue. The guests were curious why the same entree was served twice, and they asked how it could be so. The philosopher replied, "With the tongue, we break hearts, bring curses, destroy reputations, promote discord, induce strife, and set wars in motion." In other words, you can use the very same thing to do good or to do evil. The same tool holds the power to do it all. I'm sure you've heard the saying, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." That phrase is a lie. At some point in your life, you have undoubtedly been hurt by other people's words. You have most likely also hurt people from time to time with your own words. Proverbs summarizes it this way: "From the fruit of his mouth, a man's stomach is satisfied. He is filled with the product of his lips. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Proverbs chapter 18, verses 20 through 21. The tool behind your teeth, the tongue, can influence your world for good or for bad. It can bring life or it can bring death. The mouth and the tongue not only take things in, but also produce things that come out. It goes in both directions. Your words will provide a helping of life or a helping of death, because life and death are in the power of the tongue. Power to heal, power to destroy. In the book of Deuteronomy, we read of Moses speaking to the nation of Israel about this reality. "I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Choose life, so that you and your descendants may live." Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. When Moses says life and death, he is not referring to killing people physically. He means they can choose to bring blessing or destruction through their choices, and that would include their choice of words. Life is the enjoyment of the favor of God. Death is the removal of divine favor, leading to the death of a dream, the death of a relationship, or whatever. The same tool in your mouth can bring both. In a surgeon's skilled hand, a scalpel can help preserve life.